Welcome to another Ian and Joe's Tip Tour, bringing you inspiration from special places to give you ideas to reflect on. So, Joe, what's special about this place?
Well, this is a well-known place around the area. It's rather pretty place, as you can see. This is called St John's Lock, and it's the last lock along the River Thames before you get to the head of the Thames. And what you'll find is that boats come up here all the way from London.
This one's huge. Just describe this one.
This is one of the typical tourist boats. It's probably come from somewhere near Oxford, and it has a day trip along the river, comes up to the head of the Thames at Lechlade. It can't go any further than that. That's the head of the Thames. It'll turn round, it'll come back. It's a pleasant day out, sitting, watching the world go by from the river, and through a whole series of locks, a cup of tea in hand, and a nice way of spending a day on the river.
So why did you bring me here?
This is St John's Lock, and across the meadows there is the town of Lechlade. And this is the head of the Thames, and the statue just over there is called Old Father Thames. He was actually originally stood about 15 miles away where the Thames originates from. This is not the actual source of the Thames. That's a number of streams that come together to form the Thames. But this is the highest navigable point. Once you've got here, basically you have to turn around and then go back to where you came from, whether it's Oxford or London. The other thing that's interesting about this place is that if you go back through the centuries, London had an insatiable appetite for salt, and the nearest salt mines were up in Cheshire. And what they used to do was, once they'd mined the salt, they used to put it in baskets on pack horses, and they would travel the hundreds of miles down the old pack horse routes, ending up here on the riverbank at Lechlade. And it was at this point they loaded up barges pulled by horses all the way into London to supply London with salt. And the old trackway leading from Lechlade, where we're sitting now in this lock, up to Cheshire was called the Old Salt Way. It's no longer all intact, but there are parts of it that still exist. So this is quite a special place.
So what tip would you like to share with us?
The tip this place brings to mind is this: learn to love change. Because this lock, this area, has seen phenomenal change over the centuries, but the river's still here. It's still a beautiful spot. There's no pack horses and donkeys. There's no transport of salt anymore. Times have changed. And I think that a lot of people fear change, particularly if they've lived through the war years and then the 50s and 60s, where people had a job for life, whether they were in the bank or whether they're a plumber or electrician or surveyor. It was generally a job for life. But these days, that's not the way. Times change, jobs change, careers change. Everything we think of as stable is changed. The politics and economy of the country change. And I think far too many fear change, and they equate change with being a bad thing, and change must be bad. But I think if you change your attitude and you start to love change and see change as an opportunity for growth and an opportunity to do new things, then you realise there's no need to fear the unknown, but to celebrate it. And for me, this place symbolises learning to think about the way the world changes in a different way and to turn it to your advantage rather than being pessimistic.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, thanks for sharing that tip with us today, Joe. And if you've got some places of interest that you'd like to share with us, places of inspiration, or maybe some tips that you'd like us to explore, then please come along and tell us on our website on tiptours.co.uk.